Championship Sunday coming up tomorrow, and we'll talk about that and the Jets hiring with our next host. Shirley, she knows NFL football. She wrote about it for years. She's doing it on a national level these days for NFL.com. You see her on the NFL Network. And she joins us from Kansas City, where she'll be working tomorrow. Judy Batista here on The Fan. Judy, Jody Mack, and Gary Myers back in New York. How you doing?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Judy, do you have your Julian Edelman Bet Against Us t-shirt yet?
I am not embracing the Patriots as beleaguered underdogs motif of the week.
You think that they're just kind of playing with everybody here, or do you think they're actually using this as motivation?
I think they're using it as motivation. I certainly think Tom is using it as motivation. As we know, he is like the master motivator. Like, he can find the slightest things to get him going. I mean, he still is mad that he was a sixth-round draft pick. So I think the idea that people thought that the Chargers were going to beat them annoyed them. And he'll use it. Look, I mean, they're not an underdog. Like, you know, when he came out and said, you know, people think we stink, used a different word.
Well, you can suck. It's okay.
Okay, there you go. You said it. In case my mother is listening, I don't want to say it.
So, sorry, Mr. Batista.
I know. So, you know, nobody thinks they stink. I mean, nobody has thought they stink for, you know, 17 years. So, whatever. They're not the underdog. Let's put it that way.
Whatever they can use for motivation, more power to them. Good luck with that. Now, Gary tells me you're already in Kansas City, so you can give us at least the updated weather some 28 hours prior to kickoff. Earlier in the week, we were hearing sub-zero temperatures, but the last I saw, I think it was yesterday, in the teens with the real feel sneaking down by zero. How cold are you going to be in that press box?
Well, I haven't even been outside yet today, if that tells you anything, but it's the last time I saw, you know, I was watching the local news this morning, and it's like 15 degrees now. It's supposed to go down to single digits overnight, which means everything, as you guys know, will freeze. There was some snow overnight. It's certainly not as bad a forecast as it looked like early in the week when they were, you know, forecasting like possibly below zero Arctic blast kind of thing. I don't think they think it's going to be that. But there's going to be wind, and so even if it's, you know, 25 degrees out, you know, that feels awful. You know, they're telling fans bring blankets and that kind of thing, but I don't think the temperature is going to be as dreadful as it was originally forecasted to be.
I think the only Arctic blast that's coming into Kansas City is Bill Belichick. But
Well, he'll freeze you out.
That's definitely true. How do you think Patrick Mahomes is going to react, both if the weather is, if it's not bone chilling, it's still going to be probably colder than he's played in, and then just the idea that he's one step from the Super Bowl going against Tom Brady. Doesn't seem like anything has really fazed him this year, but could it change tomorrow?
I don't know. He is an incredibly cool customer, and actually the game that most impressed me about him was the one that they lost to the Patriots in Foxborough during the regular season, because remember, he got off to a pretty crummy start. He had two interceptions in the first half. They looked shaky. And I remember watching that and thinking, like, all right, maybe this moment is too big for him. You know, that was sort of his big coming out moment. They were undefeated, but here they are at the Patriots. And I thought, all right, maybe it's got to him. You know, he's a little overwhelmed. And then in the second half, you remember, I mean, they came roaring back, and he was awesome. And, you know, they tied the game with, you know, whatever it was, 3 minutes left, of course, which is way too much time for Brady. And, you know, the Patriots win on a last-minute field goal. But that game, to me, showed me everything you wanted to see about Patrick Mahomes. We all know about the skills, but that showed me he just does not get overwhelmed. I don't think he feels the pressure, or at least he hasn't shown that he feels the pressure the way you would think a young quarterback would. I mean, you know, he played last week. He played, you know, he played really well. I mean, he had a few bad passes, but he played well ultimately. So I don't think that is going to be it. Does the weather affect them? I don't know. I guess we'll see what the weather is really like. You know, when the forecast looked really bad, you know, I mean, we know if the field is frozen, it's slick, it makes moving around harder, certainly. One of the big parts of his games is being able to move. But I just don't think the atmosphere is going to be what gets to him. I think Bill Belichick could get to him. We've seen Bill Belichick, you know, unnerve quarterbacks who have a lot more experience than Patrick Mahomes. But I don't know if the setting is going to rattle him.
Judy Batista, NFL.com, NFL Network, our guest here on The Fan. Judy, you've been covering this game for long enough to know these kind of games set up this way. It's the GOAT, greatest of all time, Tom Brady, versus the young stud MVP in Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. Chances are the team that plays better defense is going to win this game. Somebody's going to step up and play some defense in a game where it's all about the offense on both team sides. Which defense do you think actually has a better chance to maybe outdo what most expect of them?
You know, because I think that's the storyline in both of the conference championships, right? I mean, first of all, it's the potential passing of the torch storyline on both sides. I certainly think that, the Chiefs' defense played better last week against the Colts than I think most of us expected they would. I thought the Colts had a real chance to come in here and beat the Chiefs. Now, the Colts did not play particularly well. Andrew Luck certainly did not play particularly well. But the Chiefs' defense looked better than I thought they were going to. Having said that, the Patriots certainly have a better defense, and they have Bill Belichick, you know, designing it. So I would expect if one of these defenses is going to be the story of the game, I would expect that would be the Patriots that would emerge. You know, again, having said that, Mahomes almost beat the Patriots' defense, you know, in Foxborough, which is not something many people do. They will have home field advantage. We know Arrowhead is an absolutely brutal place for a visiting team. You know, and that will help the defense too. They also, the Chiefs defense has Justin Houston, which they did not have before. So, you know, I would think if the story of the game turns out to be a defense, it would be the Patriots defense. But, I would not say that the Chiefs are going to be overwhelmed either.
Judy, the last time New England played in Kansas City was that Monday night game, and I don't remember the score, but Brady gets benched in the fourth.
I think it was 41-14 or something like that.
And Brady got benched for Garoppolo. Garoppolo threw a couple of touchdown passes. Brady didn't shake his hand. People thought it was the end of the Brady era. But one thing that people haven't talked about is incredible motivation now Brady has to get one more road playoff victory so that he can tie Mark Sanchez. He is only three and four on the road in his career, and he has lost the last three AFC championship games he's played on the road, all of them to Peyton Manning, one in Indianapolis and two in Denver. And the Patriots were 3-5 on the road this year. So they were undefeated at home. This has turned out to be a different team away from Foxborough this year, which usually is not always, I won't say usually not always, which usually is not the case with a Belichick team, that they usually are a pretty good road team.
There's no question about it. I saw them both on the road and at home in person this year, and they are a different team. They were a different team. They looked vulnerable. The last time I saw them on the road was Pittsburgh. You remember the Steelers won that game, and they looked as vulnerable as they have looked in the Brady era. He did not look good. Brady didn't look good. Gronk certainly didn't look good. They just looked eminently beatable. And at that point, if you'd asked me, I wouldn't have been sure that they were going to be able to hold on even to the second seed in the AFC. So they have certainly looked more vulnerable this year. Overall, even at home, even though they were winning at home, they have not been the juggernaut that we are used to seeing, right? They have not been the sort of precision team that we are used to seeing. Now, the precision offense seemed to be back last week against the Chargers. They certainly have the running game going, but that tells you everything. We're talking about the running game in a Patriots team. You know, we're not necessarily talking about the big high-flying offense that we've seen in the past. They just are not as dominant as we are used to seeing this late in the season. And even when I was covering them early in the season and they were sort of tripping and stumbling, even if they were winning, you'd say, all right, it's early. And you know that by the time they get to December and January, that's when they really pick up steam. Now, against the Chargers, they looked that way, but that was at home. So we'll see how it is on the road. Certainly, if they play like they had during the regular season tomorrow, they're not going to win that game.
Judy, before they kick off there in Kansas City, I'm sure you'll get in front of a TV and catch some of the NFC Championship game. You mentioned how Arrowhead is one of the toughest places to play in the National Football League for visiting teams. Well, the loudest place to play might be the Superdome down in New Orleans. But if you get a running game going, you can kind of take the crowd out of it because you don't have to worry about audibling and screaming out to wide receivers and the like. Someone mentioned C.J. Anderson was going to run for 100 yards three straight games when he became a I think it was you, but I'm not sure. Where the hell did this guy come from?
This is like one of the most ridiculous stories in the NFL this year, right? I mean, two teams let him go, and he gets picked up, you know, to sort of fill in when Gurley was, you know, getting better. And then now all of a sudden they have this two-headed running back monster, and they're unstoppable. I agree with the premise that to run the ball there would be helpful. First of all, you sort of take the crowd out of a little bit. Second of all, you can bleed the clock. If you're running successfully, you take time off the clock, and that's the most important thing because that keeps Drew Brees on the bench, right? It's sort of the same formula for when you used to play Peyton Manning. What's your best defense against Peyton Manning? You keep him on the bench as long as you can. Same thing with Drew Brees. I'm curious to see how this game goes because I think most of us expect that 100 points are going to be scored in this game. but certainly I think, you know, if the Rams can successfully run, now the Saints defense has been good, but if this, if the Rams can run on them, that's intriguing. Again, the Superdome is a very difficult place for a visitor to win. The Steelers almost did it in the regular season, but that's a tall order, and I would think that the running game is going to be critical if the Rams are going to do it.
Judy, it's the four highest scoring offenses in the league, or the four finalists, and at least three of them, the Saints, the Rams, and the Chiefs, are playing video game offenses, you know, most of the year, and the Saints kind of slowed down the last month. It's always been you run the ball, you stop the run in January, and you have a chance to win a championship. The first Rams Saints game was 45-35. The first Patriots Chiefs game was 43-40. Do you think we see regular playoff football this weekend, or do you think we just see part two of those high scoring games?
You know, I don't know. Early in the playoff, right towards the end of the season, and then the first round of the playoffs, it looked like defense was coming back to the fore. Right, things seemed to be slowing down a little bit, and you thought, all right, this is sort of the course correction after a crazy year. But when you see the four teams that are in, I'm not sure we're going to see a ton of defense this weekend. I honestly, I'm joking about that you expect 100 points to be scored. I'd be shocked if there's that many points scored. I don't think we're going to see that. But these are high-powered offenses, and it would be a surprise if any of the coaches took the ball out of their quarterback's hands because the quarterbacks, I would say, you know, certainly I can't imagine Andy Reid takes the ball out of Mahomes' hands all that often. Sean McVay is a really aggressive play caller, so I would be surprised if he takes the ball completely out of Goff's hands. You know, and obviously Drew Brees and Tom Brady are going to do what they do. So I don't know if we're going to see defense come back the way we saw it in the first week of the playoffs. I think these are going to be fairly high-scoring games with dominant offensive performances because the players on offense, and this is taking nothing away from, like, Aaron Donald, you know, who might be the best single player in the league this year, but the four quarterbacks left, the four offenses in these games are extraordinary, and I would expect them to be the dominant forces here.
Judy, we only got a couple minutes left here. Did want to get your take on the New York Jets hire this week. You've done a lot of new head coaching hire press conferences and the like, and Adam certainly gave us a different look than we'd ever had before. But did the Jets get themselves a good hire with their new head coach?
Well, I thought the Jets needed to get experience. I thought they needed to stop hiring first-time head coaches. They've done that, you know, all the time since Parcells, and that was not working. And I thought they needed to go offense. I thought that was a no-brainer enough with the defensive coaches, especially when you have Sam Darnold. So in that respect, yes, then I think they made the right hire. I mean, I think then the choice was between Gase and McCarthy, and for whatever reason, they just didn't seem to click with McCarthy. Gase has done really good work. He did good work when Tannehill was healthy. Tannehill wasn't healthy often. Can't blame him for that. He did really good work with Peyton at the end of Peyton's career. Peyton vouches for him. That has to carry a lot of weight, okay? So I think it's worth a shot. I don't really care about how he did in the press conference. That's unimportant. You know, just win some games. And, you know, look, I know Jets fans, and I say this lovingly because I covered the Jets and I understand Jets fans' frustration. I know there are some that are upset with the Adam Gase hire, but let's be honest, Jets fans, I'm not sure, would have been happy if Vince Lombardi himself walked through that door until they start winning games. They need to go to the playoffs. I know that's a lot to put on Adam Gase's plate right out of the, you know, right out of the gate, but that's what you need to do. You've got Sam Darnold. It's up to Mike Maccagnan now. This was, let's face it, the way Todd Bowles ended was not all on Todd Bowles. The roster needs to get a lot better. They need to get more playmakers on offense and defense. If they get those, they need to start going to the playoffs consistently. That is what will make Jets fans happy. Doesn't matter what the press conference looks like.
Judy, great stuff. Try and stay warm tomorrow. Appreciate you hopping on with us. Thanks, dear.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Bye, Judy.